I'm Linda van Tilburg for Biz News.
South Africa faces a severe youth unemployment crisis, with many struggling to enter the job market due to a lack of prior work experience. D-Lab is tackling this challenge by immersing unemployed youth in a virtual business simulator, equipping them with critical digital and workplace skills. Well, joining us in the studios are co-founders Alison Jacobson and Ayanda Orai, who's also the program manager. Hi, thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So what sparked this idea?
We live in South Africa.
That's number one. What we were experiencing in our corporate life, in the business we run, not D-Lab, which is a non-profit, we were experiencing the skill shortage, the war on talent, the difficulty business of having in, and yet on the other side, our unemployment rate. And our deduction from that is that education, broadly speaking, in South Africa, and certainly mostly everywhere else in the world too, lacks product market fit. So traditional education, especially now, lacks product market fit. In other words, it is not producing that which the market wants. And that's becoming even more so with the rise of new technologies and AI and all kinds of associated things. So we looked at this and we said, we understand from a corporate point of view, from a business point of view, what we think it takes. And can we reverse engineer that into a curriculum and a program that would give an opportunity to people in this country who otherwise may not have an opportunity? And we're talking about the vast numbers of unemployed youth across the country in the townships and so on. And we wanted to prove a point, which is that the future is for everybody and that nobody should get left behind. And we wanted to demonstrate that with the right levels of access and support, people could transform their lives and situations and could become eligible to be in the economy. And really, we thought we should take a shot at it at least, because the problem is so great and we wanted to be at least somewhat part of the solution.
Ayanda, do you want to add to that?
Yes. So I think the one thing that's always stood out to us when we thought about creating D-Lab was wanting to support the students as much as we can, because there are a lot of programs where you go through the program, but then when you go into the world of work, you're alone and you're unsure of what to do and you have all of these questions. So that's why we've added that extra layer to our program, where we actually support the person and actually focus on personal development and growing the human being.
We've outlined a little bit about what the business does in the beginning, but can you elaborate on exactly what are you offering these students, you know, to fill this gap that you've just identified?
So, I mean, let's sort of both speak to this. But I'll say sort of broadly, we designed a fully online program. It's full time and it runs for 9 months. And we work with different partner centers, STEM centers, community centers across the country. And they provide a space and infrastructure and support for our students. And we provide the program. And it's fully remote. It's all online. And when we think about the sort of nature of the world of work and what the demands are, we decided to build a kind of three-part curriculum. And the first part is around digital literacy. And not just, you know, can you use your computer and the internet to get good work done? Are you free to learn in those spaces? Are you able to learn? And of course, today, the hugest component is around AI and getting everybody using it to the best effect that they possibly can. And what we're seeing is remarkable. So that's the digital literacy side. Then we have another component around design thinking, which is essentially just a problem-solving framework and methodology. So we're trying to help them to learn how to solve complex problems. But the third part of that is we want them to be able to solve complex problems well with others, because that's how complex problems get solved today. So the third part of our curriculum is around personal development and character. And it's not just a little sort of throwaway to sort of time management or writing email, you know, effectively. It's a really deep program around personal discovery and essentially getting yourself to the point where you think you have a seat at the table or that you deserve one. And that's really the crux of the matter. We deliver all of this using online kind of project-based coaching. So it's not theoretical. They're building, solving business challenges. They're building apps and prototyping. They are doing discovery work in the townships, in their communities from a design thinking, market research point of view. So there's a lot going on. And essentially, we've tried to emulate what it would be like if they were in business.
And how's it been working? So if I'm a student, you know, do I already have to go through a trick? And how do I access it?
Yaya, do you want to take that?
Yes. So we use a number of recruitment methods, but currently we are working with the partner centers. So we would have outreach programs there in their areas and try and reach out to as many possible applicants that we could get. And in terms of criteria, we do require that someone has a matric, and that's only because placement for most organizations, they do require that. But we do believe that we can get someone to the level where they're able to work even without a matric certificate. So we work with these students. We take them through our recruitment process where we look at what they're capable of doing, the potential that they have in order to thrive in the program. And then they come into the program and complete the 9-month program with us.
And how many students have been through this?
The number, it's in the hundreds. We run different types of programs. Some of them are also called intensives. So instead of the full 9 months, we're delivering compressed versions of our kind of curriculum, either within organizations, other NGOs, or in different settings. So let's say sort of end to end, we've been running for 4 years. There have been about 500 participants through the program. And we have achieved an 85% job placement rate. And I must just add, we also have about, is it a 90% throughput rate? In other words, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
So 90. You know, 90% of the kids who start our program finish our program. And we are highly present and supportive in so many different ways. It's not just to go online and do e-learning. There's live coaching from professional sales coaches. It was a sales boot camp as part of our curriculum. Everyone needs to learn how to sell. And we firmly do believe that, I mean, this program could be applied to anybody. You don't need to have a degree or a matric or anything. But honestly, even for older people wanting to reskill, what we're trying to build here are skills for the 21st century. Which means that you really have to have resilience and be adaptive and know how to ask the right questions and know how to solve the problems. And we have an 85% job placement rate, and they're not in necessarily sort of the lowest level of job. People are getting jobs as project managers. They're getting jobs as researchers. And they've even gotten jobs in banks, which has been interesting to us because they don't have degrees. Well, let me not say jobs, but contracts. So where our sort of graduates end up is sort of quite amazing. Many start their own businesses or have already got their own businesses going, and then they accelerate exponentially through D-Lab. I think maybe if I could say in terms of recruitment, I think it might be interesting, Yaya, if you describe our recruitment process, because we're very hands-on, and this is about experience, not theory.
Yes. I mean, when we try and recruit students, we always talk about looking for shining eyes. So we always look for the people that will stand out, that will show up, that will participate and show potential. So in the first phase of recruitment, we have students sent through their application forms. they fill in a short assessment that just gets to know them better and their capabilities in terms of what they can do, their writing, can they put sentences together? Because the reality is most of our students don't use English as a first language. However, that's the language that we use in the program. So in the first stage, we have them fill in those forms. And then we go to the centers in person and we go through phase two, where we now have them work in different groups to solve different programs at the center. This is where we look at how they interact with people that they haven't met before, how they're able to work in groups and collaborate effectively. And then we're also looking at their thinking. Can they come up with creative ideas? How do they look at things, their point of view, right? Are they able to think out of the box? And then from that stage, we then look at the shining eyes again and then say, these are the people that would go through to phase three, which is the interview phase, where we now sit down with them, get to know them better and ask them questions about themselves, about the person. What have they been through? What have their experiences been? In our interviews, we try and be a bit different and not just ask them questions, but also just give them a few scenarios just to see how they would handle different situations that would happen in the workplace and how they can think of their feet and come up with ideas. So that recruitment process has really worked for us because it's helped us to be able to identify people that are really interested in pushing themselves as much as they can.
So shining eyes, is that sort of to have a real enthusiasm? Is that what you need?
Yes, definitely. Because once you join the program, there is a lot that happens day to day. There's a lot of work and there's a lot of assignments. But we also have facilitators that work with the students. So the facilitators will meet with the students once a month for 15 minutes to sort of understand, are you coping in the program? How is everything going? Looking at everything that you're doing in the program, how's your family coping at home? Are they supportive? Do you have anyone that you can lean on? Because it's very easy to forget that these students come from different realities, which make it difficult sometimes for them to meet or do the things that we want them to do. So we also need to be cognizant of all of that. We also have mentors, which each student that goes through the DLAB program is assigned to. A mentor is someone that they can speak to about their career aspirations, about academics, about what they want to do, because a lot of our students don't have someone that they can speak to at home. They don't have an adult that they can look up to and they can have these serious conversations with. So we provide that by pairing them with the mentor. And in pairing them, we look at, number one, the mentor's experience, what the mentor has done, and we look at the students. Would the mentor-mentee relationship benefit the mentee in terms of the network they can build with that mentor and some of the advice they can get from that mentor looking at the experience and what they've done?
And have you had cooperation from businesses or the private sector and government for this?
Well, thank you for asking that. It's a great question. We have had a lot of participation from great businesses who do with us a number of things. Some are funders. We also work with various donor organizations, not just sort of in the corporate space, but trusts and so on. And we've been supported by a number of companies from their sort of supply development funds. So that's something that we are seeking very much in order to scale DLAB further. We want to grow it nationally. We have a great demand to grow it nationally. And at the same time, we rely on business and our interaction with them and the fact that many of us in the DLAB team, you know, work in the corporate space. We want the program to be demand-driven, so we're always very curious to work with businesses to expose our curriculum, to get them involved in what we call a curriculum council, to say, are we producing that which you need? And do you want to take a stab at helping us to define that? So we have a very interesting conversations across different kinds of people and organizations to try and keep refining our curriculum. And it has to change so often, given the changing pace of the world. But we also are always looking for mentors. And we typically are looking for people who are in their careers in whatever form. It doesn't have to be corporate, but for 5 years or so, and who basically want to build a relationship with another human being who happens to be a young South African. Because what we see through the mentorship journey is astonishing in terms of, I think, sort of, never mind the academics and the curriculum, just sort of people from different places finding each other and saying, let's help, let's do this together. And as Ayanda mentioned, not just theoretically, but help with my network, help give you access, help introduce you to people, help you walk the journey. It's astonishing what can happen.
So you mentioned scaling. Where are you now that you say you want to go nationally? Where are you?
Currently, we have centers that we partner with. So in other words, cohorts that we run in Mpumalanga, in a place called Thembalethu Township, just outside of George. And we've been running for several years in these places. And also the Sibono Science Museum in Newtown is one of our partners. So we run a program based there. And that program is quite sort of IT focused because the participants are recruited from previous Sibono programs that are Cisco-based networking, software development, cybersecurity programs. So these are kids who've gone through those technical programs successfully but have not found jobs. So we give them an opportunity to apply at D-Lab, and then we run a fairly technically orientated program where there's quite an emphasis on using AI to build software and do data analysis and so on. And let me just say, we are not training for a particular role. We're not trying to train programmers or data scientists. We're trying to train thinkers and problem solvers and communicators. Really, we are. We think the skill of the 21st century is, as we said, can you solve complex problems well with others? So that's not a role.
So it doesn't have to be centered anywhere because it's basically virtual, isn't it?
Yes. We've run programs in the past that were not center-based, where kids could apply it from anywhere in the country. Unfortunately, load shedding at that point in time hit us very, very badly and made it untenable to try and run an online program. Our students were going to KFCs to do their work and meet with the coaches online. Wasn't easy. So we decided to work with centers to give them a place to be, but we've had such demand more broadly that we are opening also what we call our open cohorts, which is for anyone to apply. They just need to have their own internet access.
Now, yeah, to end off, can you give us a case study of somebody who went through this program and where they now?
Yeah, I'd love you to. I don't know who you asked for, Linda, but I'd love you to answer.
I thought Yaya should do that one.
Okay, great. Well, I'm curious to hear who you're going to pick, so go for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and I feel like it's so tough because there's so many of them who I feel like their stories are inspiring. But I think one that always sticks with me is a student that we had as part of the 2022 cohort. This was our very first pilot cohort. Her name is Nomfundo Mazibugo. And I think the reason she stands out for me is because while she was in the program, we used to fight a lot with her because we would feel like, okay, you need to do this better. You need to do this more. And working through the program, her confidence really grew. And since she's finished the program, she has been working for the Leap Institute since then. So I do think it's a testament of how lives can change. She has said this to us herself and said that her life has really changed because now she's able to provide for her family. She's able to now, you know, participate as an adult, as we call it, in the family unit, which is always very inspiring that we don't realize that what we're doing is actually impacting and changing people's lives.
Do you want to also mention somebody else, Alison?
I would love to. I mean, as Ayanda said, so many and all of them mesmerizing. But I will give a shout out to Spona Kaliso Kunene, who was also in our first cohort. And if I can say, is now one of my favorite people in the world. And Spo had been unemployed for 11 years, having matriculated. I think he began studying and for various reasons wasn't able to continue. He was trying to run his own businesses. He taught himself coding, all while living with his mom and Alex. For 11 years, couldn't find, you know, work or get his businesses going. He came into the program. I feel like his energy and presence and the way he held the program with us in that first cohort in our pilot, he's almost like a co-founder. And he's now working in a very, very complex and senior position in the technology space. And he's been there since he left the D-Lab program. So, and I must also add, on occasion when I've been asked to speak on topics related to something like AI, which is something that I do, I've had Spo Nicolisa join me and co-present, and it's a wonder.
Oh, such inspiring stories. Well, is there anything else you want to add before we end off?
No, I mean, we would love people to reach out. We really want support. We want to bring other people into this. We want to share what we're doing. Obviously, I think you can hear we're really excited about the program and what the mission is. So in some form or another, come and help fund us, come provide mentorship, even giving access to our students for site visits in different businesses so that we can expose them to what the world of work literally looks like. So there are many ways to get involved. Visit our website, find us on LinkedIn, it's d-lab.co.za.
Alison Jacobson and Ayanda Orai, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.